Ibn Ezer in Siman Bet, the halacha says, "Meod meod tzarich adam nishtadel likach lo isha haguna." Person has to be extra careful to marry a girl that is haguna, that is proper. What does proper mean? That chas v'shalom, if let's say she has a psul, some type of deficiency, whether there's deficiency in character, for example, she's not modest, she's a pirutza, she's very promiscuous, so that's a pegam. Or chas v'shalom, she has a pegam in her family. That means there's mamzerut in the family, which makes them illegal, or he's a kohen, and there's halalut in the family, which means she's a daughter of a divorcee, or a daughter of a halutza. So for sure, a person has to keep away from that. Hazal say, kol hanoseh isha sheyesh ba psul, if a person goes anyway and marries a lady that has a psul, Eliyahu kotev, v'kadosh baruch hu choten. Eliyahu Navi writes it, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu seals it, ve'omer, oy lo, leposel et zar'o, upogem mishpachto. V'la'atid lavo, in the future, Eliyahu kofto, says Eliyahu Navi ties the guy down, v'kadosh baruch hu rotz'o. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol gives the person makot. The Gemara also talks, Nosei isha she'ena haguna. He wants to marry a girl. Why? She's not, she's not proper, either because of her lineage or because of personal deficiencies. But he marries her because of her beauty or because of money. Havyan lo banim she'ena mehuganim. But menan, the children from such a union do not come out proper. Vegam mamon lo yitkayim. And the money that he thought he's marrying for, and he was sacrificing lineage and sacrificing the quality because he thought he's going to make some money in the marriage, the money also will not be mekayim. However, if he marries Isha Keshira for money, but he wouldn't have married her if she didn't have money. But she's Isha Keshira. So the halakha says, Embeze Avon. Because bottom line, she's Isha Keshira. That which the Gemara said it's a problem is when she's not haguna and you're doing it for money or beauty. But if she's ben kovako, anyway she's good, and you have ulterior motives, you're doing it for the money, so there's no avon. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Adrabba, la'oy la'asot keni, mutamid hakam. If a person's tamid hakam and he wants to sit and he wants to study Torah, so he's going to need some sort of support. So therefore, he won't have to be so tarud, so preoccupied in his pandasa. V'chein noagim anashim yesharim. Likach tamid hakam lebito. They take tamid hakamim for their daughter, and they give stipend or a salary for a few years, in order that, everything is willingly of course, that they should study to be tamid hakam. However, let's say a family took a boy, and they promised a certain amount of money that they're going to give. And for whatever reason, the father wasn't able not to make those payments. So the halacha says, even though the hatan technically could say, I don't want to consummate the marriage. That's it. You promised me such and such a money. I'm breaking off the shiduch. Mikol makom, ra'uy v'nachon shelo ya'agen kalato mepnei ze, ve'lo yitkotet emahem. This is not something that a hatan should make a fight over. Why? The dvarim ka'elu enam maslihim. Whenever they promise money and the money doesn't come, there's no beracha on that money anyway. The person shouldn't rely on the money that he's going to get from his in-laws, and if they don't give it, so then already he makes a mahloket. This is not proper. V'lehefich, on the contrary. Kishe'enu mitkotet, when he doesn't fight, yiten Hashem b'rchato, God will give him beracha away from his in-laws. V'zugo ya'ale yafe, ki ha-mamon she'adam lokeach be'ad ishto b'tkifut, eno mamon shel yosher. If a person demands the money, and he takes it by force, because he's making mahloket, that's not considered kosher money. And therefore, many times you see, the father-in-law promised a certain amount of money, and the business didn't go so good. He wasn't able to pay. And they're, I don't know, I demand it, and we want it, and we're holding them hostage, then we're not going to continue the marriage unless I get it. The halacha says this is dirty. A person should never break a shidduch because of the money in that case over there. Adrabah, make shalom, and the barakah will come. V'chol ha'osekin, nechlal gamkin, ma'nosim l'shem mamon. Then you go back into that category. If not, you want the money and you're forced the money, that means you're marrying only for the money. And that's bar minan, the children don't come out good. Ela kol ma sheyitnu lo hamiv v'hamoto, yikach ba'ayin tov. Whatever your in-laws give you, if they give you anything, accept it with a gracious eye. Ve'az yasliyah. Miu, however, otan shelechatailak kavanatan l'ramot tachatan. But if the kavanah of the in-laws is specifically to trick the hatan, yo, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you that, they have no intention to give it. They're just doing it in order to rope him in, and they think, ah, that's a mitzvah, I'm trying to get my daughter married, so I'll promise him the world, I won't give him anything. Then the Shlach Kadosh clearly says, that's a avon, and they're not allowed to do that, and that's improper. But from the hatan standpoint, a person should not break or cause trouble when the money doesn't come according to what he's thinking. He should just put his trust in God and that's a shame. Whatever, I'm going to give it to him from a different chapter.